We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good afternoon, everyone. It is Tuesday, May 24th, 2022. This is the Bob Cordaro Show, and I am he. Broadcasting today from what is still the United States of America, no matter what Biden and the regressive left Democrats try to do to it. It's the place where the brave, like U.S. Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant Spencer Brown, have made us free and kept us free, where we were founded with the certain knowledge and understanding that concentrations of power in human hands always turned out badly for the governed, and that government should not be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction, not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America. The country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right, granted by God. Not something that's to be parceled out or controlled in any way by government or government officials. Our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. Now, because they were armed with these freedoms, uniquely on the planet, a ragtag bunch of immigrants and rejects, including people brought here in slavery, went forth and created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation and culture ever to grace this beautiful planet. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed. Unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort or benefit or both. This Bob Cordaro Show, it will always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And we are honoring today Gunnery Sergeant Spencer Brown, born in Scranton. He lives now in Dunmore. He was lucky enough to marry a beautiful Dunmore girl. And his 20-year Marine career from 1982 to 2002, he was everywhere. He was all over the United States in terms of where he was stationed. Norway, Japan, Desert Storm, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The things that guys like Spencer saw. I mean, they made movies about this guy. That's what, in Heartbreak Ridge, who was the gunny sergeant? Clint Eastwood. Well, the real life Clint Eastwood, among many, Gunnery Sergeant Spencer Brown. We're proud to salute him today. You know, you go through... It's getting more painful to read the local newspapers. I see today the Citizen's Voice had a cartoon that had a list of things like that the Republicans are supposedly blaming Biden for. Obviously, it was like, you know, nonsense. And they're, I guess the posture is that Joe Biden's not to blame for our gas prices, our inflation, our supply chain issues, the crime in our streets, nothing. I mean, this is how demented the left has become. You would think, like, a normal people would simply say, yeah, our policies didn't work. Reducing America's energy output, probably a big mistake. No. Instead of just admitting they're wrong and changing course, and that goes for climate change, it goes for the ozone layer, it goes for us running out of gas and oil, it goes for the population explosion that was going to be starving us. All of their big predictions that have been wrong, they just move on as though their mistake and their foolishness didn't happen. And that's what we see in our local papers. They actually wrote an editorial today in the Scranton Times that blamed Donald Trump's withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership for China's increased bellicosity both in Asia and around the world. I mean, it's so insane. Do you know why they're really acting up? Because a weakling like Joe Biden is the president. He won't even control his own borders, so nobody respects him anywhere in the world. They see this guy doddering and bumbling and fumbling around. What's to be afraid of? Why did none of these things happen when Trump was in? And I don't want Trump to be president again, but that's a separate issue. There's a reality that they are divorced from. And then there's another cartoon in the Scranton Times, cartoon this time, and it has Trump's nose as the big lie, and Mastriano is swinging on the... He's swinging on a swing, which is on Trump's nose, Pinocchio nose. Well, if you watch 2,000 Mules, which they never will, how big of a lie is it really, number one? And number two, Mastriano was leading in the polls before Trump endorsed him. So you see how they're going to try to position it. And isn't it sad that they actually coordinate with Josh Shapiro? His ads were the same thing, trying to put Mastriano in a box as a Trumpster. And that's what the paper's doing now. And they don't care about facts. They don't care about anything. They really, and believe me, they don't care about you. Believe me. It's frightening stuff. I just don't understand it. And they will continue with this insanity no matter what. They don't care if they're proven wrong. Biden talked about the incredible transition from traditional fuel sources and energy sources to the Green New Deal. And there isn't a transition. They're just killing us at the pump and with everything we buy. And there is, my guy Bob C. sends me lots of information, there is a true danger of diesel shortages and outages. And that means all your farm equipment, all your trucks, everything stops. You get no food. This is the game they're playing with your life. And they're looking to release, and I read this, I'm thinking about it, 1 million barrels from reserves that are held around Boston and New York Harbor of diesel fuel. Well, that's not going to do anything. I mean, that's the plan? Instead of letting the American energy industry, and as Harold Hamm, one of the leading independent oil producers in this country, told me just a couple weeks ago, they could be up and revving and running in a few months. But see, they don't want that because they don't care about you. There's no other conclusion to make. They want their agenda to be fulfilled, whether it's proven wrong, whether it is wrong, whether it steamrolls you and your life. It is more important than you. And it's just frightening. And it's just, it's snowballing. I mean, it's hurting real people every day. And they don't care. Why do I say they don't care? Because if they cared, they would have 8 months ago increased oil and natural gas production and distribution in the United States. They're still stopping it from happening while they lie and say they are not. Man, it is a scary time. We have not had this level of outright lying by the government since maybe Vietnam, but I think this is worse because it is so pervasive and has been so immediately damaging to all of the American people, to everybody. I'm mystified that we have elected leaders, and there are still somewhere around 25-ish percent who still support these fools. That's even scarier. We'll be back. Well, Bob Dylan was born in Duluth, Minnesota, this date, 1941. He's still going. I think I told you, I went to see him, maybe if it was 12, 14 years ago. I fell asleep. He didn't move. I thought he was a mannequin. I mean, the music is great and all that, but he's not a dynamic performer. But he was born this date, and he's given us incredible music, incredible lyrics over the decades. Bob Canaro back with you, WILK. I'm happy you made the appointment to be with me. I'm happy I made the appointment to be with you as we honor Gunny Sergeant Spencer Brown, born in Scranton but lives in Dunmore. 20-year Marine career, United States, Norway, Japan, Desert Storm. He was even a guard at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Amazing. Thanks to his wife, Joanne, for getting us this information. And I know him a long time. So I'm extra thrilled to honor his service today. I was in the store today, and I'm not going to mention the name. There were no bananas. And I thought to myself, this Biden has got to go. These people and their insane policies are taking a country of plenty for which they feel guilty. By the way, they feel guilty for your plenty. They never deprive themselves of their plenty. In fact, every bit of the Green New Deal and all of these cockamamie schemes they pursue will enrich them. I'm looking at Stacey Abrams, the Democrat candidate for governor in Georgia. She's a disgrace. Now, you want to talk about the big lie? She hasn't conceded the governorship from her last election against Brian Kemp 4 years ago. And this woman now said her state is the worst state to live in. Like, that's right up there with the deplorables comment. But this is what these people actually think. They think if you're patriotic, they think if you demand your rights under the Constitution, they think if you push for your place by getting educated, by pursuing your dreams, by raising your children properly. They think if you go to church and believe in God instead of their false God, which is government and themselves, they think you are deplorable. They think you are a potential domestic terrorist. We saw it in the Scranton Times cartoon yesterday. It was insane. You can't even make this stuff up. In the meantime, they've given us a president of the United States who makes a clear, unequivocal statement that we will militarily defend Taiwan. And then the White House, without checking, without talking, without consulting with the president, including the Pentagon and the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, contradict the president. And I believe they were proving and assuring the establishment that doddering, bumbling Joe Biden is not actually in charge of the White House. Don't worry. We're in charge. The establishment is in charge. We know what we're doing. He doesn't, but we do. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine doing that to any president? Undermining him in that way and getting no reaction from that president? Wow. No, this is a frightening group of people. And I guarantee you, guys like Spencer Brown didn't defend this country for this insanity. It's so disturbing on so many levels. Rich from Mountaintop on Diesel, how are you?
Pretty good. Bob, this has been driving me nuts ever since they've talked about the price of diesel being high. And I know truckers are having a problem with $6 fuel. But when the president starts talking about now maybe releasing the fuel oil reserves for home heating oil.
Yeah, the diesel. Well, they're talking about the diesel. I didn't see it about the home heating, but the diesel I saw. Well,
home heating oil is diesel.
Okay.
That's what it is. Right now, 2 years ago, I paid $2.39 a gallon at my house. 2 weeks ago, I paid $5.59 a gallon at my house.
My God.
Well, everybody this time of the year lets their tanks go empty. It takes 700 gallons to heat my house for the year. If this is going to be another disaster like the baby formula, Afghanistan, when it comes to the fall, I personally can probably scrape up $4,000 to fill my 500-gallon tanks. But how many people can't?
I know. Oh, no, they don't care, Rich, either. They don't care the pain you're going through. They don't care about your torture because they want solar panels on your roof or something. I don't know what I don't even know what they want. They just don't want to have a warm house.
I can't put a windmill on my hat.
Yeah.
And thousands and thousands of people are going to find out they can't afford to heat their house. And we don't have enough sheep in the United States to make wool for wool long johns for everybody.
Yeah. So home heating fuel, and I never knew this, is basically diesel.
It's diesel.
Now,
you can go and buy diesel and put it in your furnace.
So we're facing an incredible, the diesel shortage and the danger of running out of it, it'll stop everything in its tracks. And they don't
People that heat their houses with oil, and there's a lot of them, won't be able to afford to buy it. Right now, you can't afford to buy it.
Wow.
Because it's usually only 30 or 40 cents less than the price of diesel that you see along the interstate.
Well, I appreciate that call, although it's disturbing beyond belief, Rich. Hang in there,
my friend. And nobody's talking about it.
All right, well, I've been talking about diesel because it's coming. It's a train coming down the tracks at us, and they're doing nothing about it except talking about releasing a million barrels from the reserves, which will do nothing.
Man. And that's needed for when people have to heat their homes.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, thank you, Rich. You've disturbed me, but we got to tell the truth here.
I had to get it off my chest. It's been driving me nuts, and my wife doesn't want to hear me talk about it anymore.
All right. Well, you could vent here anytime, Rich. Don't you worry. Thank you. All right. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro with you. WILK. This is Appointment Radio for all of us. We'll be back with the weather after this. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, clouds and some sun, high of about 70. Tonight, clouds, low of 50. Tomorrow and Thursday, mix of clouds and sun, high 72. Friday, becoming more humid with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms increasing, high of 78. That's our week. Bob Cadaro back with you. WILK. Somebody texted in. Love this audience. You guys are, you know, the old story. You guys are good. Now, let me see if it was Tony T, but Tony T says, home heating oil is diesel with a dye in it. It's usually a little cheaper than diesel. Someone else texts in that home heating oil is not diesel, but it is interchangeable. And someone else texted in, Bob, truckers have been saying in Ohio, you better tank up before you go through because you might not get diesel in Ohio. And here's a truism. Bob, the Democrats are all symbolism without substance, and they claim a victory, and goes on to say they're totally worthless and incompetent, and they are. The people who are running the Democrat Party are worthless and incompetent, and worse than that, they're dangerous. They are dangerous. Somebody texts in, Bob, this is all self-inflicted gunshot wound to our country for the sake of getting into electric cars and solar panels. And we've already shown you that electric cars are not better for the environment. They are not. And when you, that's without factoring what the hell we're going to do with the batteries. That's without factoring in how many batteries you will go through during the life of that vehicle. And it's obviously not factoring in the expense of buying an electric car. It's really incredible. Hurry, tell me, natural gas going up. It's really remarkable. And they're doing this right in front of us, and they're lying about it, and the media's lying about it and covering it up. You just don't know what to say except to exclaim it as loudly as possible. Hope that it reaches those who are convincible and open-minded enough to understand what damage these fools are doing, how wrong these policies are, how this is just a retread of the running out of oil claims from the 70s. We're going to have too many people and everybody's going to starve to death from the 70s. The ozone layer, we're all going to burn to the crisp from the 70s. And they just keep going without any regret. Unreal. Joe from Hazleton on oil. How are you, Joe?
Right. I'm out here delivering that filthy carbon spewing stuff, right? But A lot of people are happy to see me when it's cold. All of the oil that you buy right now is 15 parts per million of sulfur. On road diesel or off or heating oil. The only difference is when it goes into my truck, there's a little plastic thing there that you see the dye shoot into it. And that's the only difference.
Okay.
From home heating oil or diesel.
And now the Biden administration has created a shortage of it, and we're in trouble of all kinds because of
right. What
are we going to do this fall? What are we going to do this winter? What are we going to do now? The percentage of plantings for our primary crops, the percentage that have been put in the ground because of the extreme costs and unavailability of fertilizers and seeds and you name it, is frightening.
Well, I deliver millions of gallons of oil a year. Not myself, or the four of us, but I deliver about a million myself of heating oil. And I'll tell you what, to fill my diesel tank on my truck right now, you're talking $500 just for the tank to run the truck.
It's Joe, it's scary. I mean, do you see an end in sight here that's good? Do you see a happy ending?
Yeah, in 2.5 years.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it very much.
Okay, have a good day.
Thank you. Thanks for the info, too. Yes, these are the statistics on the wheat planting. The slowest pace in more than 20 years. And the wheat planting is only 49% complete as of Sunday. The average for that date was 83%. Minnesota's only 11% planted, 90% normally. North Dakota's only 27% planted with spring wheat versus 80% average. Those two states grow two-thirds of the U.S. crop. And there's the other part. When we saw this wheat shortage coming, we did not redirect policy. Instead of paying farmers to keep fields fallow, they're just incompetent on top of their stupidity. We could have redirected farmers to plant and incentivize them instead of keeping certain places fallow for this season to plant the crops we thought we might need and might find shortages of because of the Ukraine war. But we did not do that. We didn't do anything of the kind. We didn't change policy one iota. All we did was force their costs up. That's the Biden administration. That's the disgrace we are living under. We'll be back. 1969, this date, the Beatles. They had the number one hit with Get Back. It was their 17th number one hit, just one short of the Elvis record. Bob Cadaro back with you on Appointment Radio, WILK. We honor today and pay tribute to Gunnery Sergeant Spencer Brown of Dunmore. 20-year Marine career, saw him at bases all over the United States, Norway, Japan. He was in Desert Storm. He was in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And then he got lucky. He married one of my old classmates, Joanne Cantafio from Dunmore, and the rest is history. But thanks, Spencer. And that's, I get a kick out of it. When I saw he was a gunnery sergeant, those are the guys they call gunny that you got to go to for everything, including the officers above them. I absolutely love that. Yeah, guys, we're in dangerous, dangerous, treacherous times. We really are. Jim from Plains on Oil.
Oh, Bob, so the guy you have on a minute ago is exactly correct. And the purpose for the red dye is for tax purposes. So So if I get caught on the interstate driving my truck, whether it be my commercial truck, my personal pickup truck, red diesel fuel in it, I could be charged with tax evasion.
Ah.
That's what the red dye is, an indication that tax was or was not paid on the diesel fuel.
Fascinating. Okay, so what, and there is no tax. The there's a lower level of tax on the home heating.
There's supposed to be no tax on the home heating.
Okay.
Through my understanding, I'm sure the oil delivery guy would probably know a little bit better, but tax I'm talking about is the highway use tax.
Yeah.
That all trucks have to comply with it. If you get pulled into a rest area, and I'm surprised we're not doing it now. We were doing it a couple of years ago where Pennsylvania was pulling guys in, dipping their gas tanks to see if they had red fuel in them or not.
and the truckers are getting killed with everything from regulations to costs, and we get nothing brought to our houses or our supermarkets without them. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Bloomberg Money Minute. 1969, this date, the Guess Who had the number 10 hit with These Eyes. And it's really a great song. And lamenting lost love. But when we were young, this song was about a particular person we knew. And so I've lost all track of this, what the song actually says. Stanky texts me. Picture of a guy holding a sign that says trickle up poverty. And that's what it is. That's what we have here. And John texts in as if the diesel shortage isn't bad enough. DEF fluid, which is dosed into diesel exhaust to reduce emissions, is primarily exported by Russia, Qatar, Egypt, and China. Its primary component, urea, is a major component in fertilizer. The train wreck is on the heels of the diesel one. And we are in trouble, John. You nailed it. Russia and China. Let me tell you, those of you who say Joe Biden is an actual leader, and that China, like the stupid Scranton Times said today, started misbehaving because of some trade agreement the United States withdrew from. From Fox News, Russia, China fly nuclear-capable bombers in a joint military drill during the Biden trip to Japan. They're shoving it in his face. That's how worried they are about him. They don't care. They know he's a weakling. They know he's incompetent. I'm telling you. It's you just look at it, and these people don't care, and they're getting something out of the deal. They really are. Dave from Hazleton on oil. How are you, Dave? Are you there, Dave? Larry from Plymouth on oil. How are you?
Okay, Bob, I'm not on oil. I'm on an alternate fuel. We have all the fuel we need. And it's the most abundant thing on the face of the earth. And you know what it is?
Fire away.
Water. And before you laugh yourself to death, you can. What's water? It's hydrogen and oxygen. And if you separate the two, and with the hydrogen, you have to make a hydrogen generator. And it's possible. There are cars vehicles that run on hydrogen right now, but you have to have storage tanks in the trunk. But there's a way to do it without that. There was a guy. His name was Stan Meyer. About 25 years ago, he built a dune buggy. And he built the hydrogen generator right into the dune buggy. So as the dune buggy, as it produced hydrogen, it used it. So you didn't need any storage tanks.
And Larry, I'm not laughing because hydrogen is the fuel we have to get to, among others. There's not just ever one source. But natural gas is the bridge to that fuel.
But Bob, here's the thing about using water. When you use water, you know, when you burn hydrogen, you know what you get out of your tailpipe?
Nothing.
Water.
Well, yeah.
Yes, it's the cleanest thing. Once hydrogen burns, it turns back to water. Well, anyway, this guy named Stan Myers, he did this. He couldn't get a patent on it, of course. He went to the Pentagon. They gave him a contract. The next day, his family held a party for him at a restaurant. And he got up from the table. He walked outside. His brother followed him out. And he said, "They killed me. They poisoned me." And he dropped dead. And you could check all this out. There's about, you could see him showing, you could see him where he's putting water in the tank and driving it.
We have to go. What's his name again?
Stan Meyer. M-E-Y-E-R.
Well, thank you for that information. And you're on the money. Thank you, Larry. You're on the money. Hydrogen is where we've got to get to. Natural gas is the bridge, not electric cars. Time for the news. Paula Degnan's here. She'll give it to us. Then we'll come back with you.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.